brothers, beloved brothers, dear friends, here, everywhere, women's group that is with us right now, all of our teachers, we are here in this sacred occasion, the concluding event. This is not a usual conclusion. It's a spiritual conclusion. That we wish to reach a spiritual conclusion in it. We're standing on the doorstep. We want to stick our shoe, put our foot in the door, and burst in. Just like a baby that moves forward only through our concessions, by giving up further and further in, by giving more and more up.
The water of this birth already broke down since the last hour of our convention. Since then, we went through a very exciting time. And this convention, to me, being from Tuesday here, already felt like the peak of the previous convention. The strongest feeling I have in this convention is that even the despair we have to undergo together, any action that is not together is just not recorded, not registered anywhere. And so we would like the friends now who feel in their heart that they can share with us, if they can show us how to continue, they can just spontaneously raise their hands. A microphone will reach them. And most important is that we put aside all of our minds and just connect to the collective heart that is born here.
Hello, friends. I want to say thank you to the children of your students and you. Thank you for everything.
A year ago, I came to this convention. Back then, I was a medicine student, and was engaged. I felt like I'm going to swallow the world and step on its head. This year has turned everyone's world upside down and mine's personally. If my aspirations before were to be a rich, successful, known doctor, now the highest corporeal aspirations I have is to have some one-room flat in Petah Tikva, close to the industrial area. Our life has been transformed in this year, and all we have left is to also turn our head upside down, enter the door, build the door, which we have done now, build the gate that we have created now, and enter it full force. For the first time in life, I feel, on the one hand, a huge fear, almost paralyzing fear from the size, the magnitude of the responsibility we have. In our hands we hold the hearts of the entire world, which is us. We have a huge responsibility, friends. We can't even conceive of what will happen in the corporeal world when we see the results of what we did here, when we see it on the surface, when it will materialize. We have a huge responsibility here, and it's the first time I feel that my whole body is shaken with fear, paralyzing on the one hand, on the other hand, a huge joy for this great gift we've received, because we brought contentment to the Creator here, and that's all we want to keep doing, bringing contentment to the Creator and transforming ourselves into that special state where our old vessels of the will to receive will become just something that happens intuitively by nature, and we will walk together towards bestowal. L'chaim, brothers.
Friends, you know, there are many, many friends who are with us and could not make it. Oh, we wanted to hear a great friend from the New York group, but Skype just dropped, but maybe we'll hear another great friend. I sat in the workshop with my great friend, and they asked about katnut. What is katnut? He said so simply, it's to want only to serve. Simple, clean, because he is so pure. Like he said in another round, like Rav said, if you want to bestow, bestow. Nobody's stopping you. Bestow. So I would really love for us to listen to the great heart of our great friend Owen. Love you.
About a few days ago, Mark Lekvonik told me, he told a few friends this. He said that he feels that Rav really wants us to connect to him. But in order for us to connect with him, a single individual can't do it. He's waiting for Bnei Baruch to be a group. And that will be connected, so he won't be alone. And it ends up being something totally peculiar, because we, the midgets, are standing between the whole of humanity and the goodness. There is a guide who is packaging this entire godly wisdom from generations and generations, and translating it and processing it and chewing it up for us like, you know, a porridge. And we, Bnei Baruch, got the privilege to become the proof. L'chaim, beloved brothers.
Shalom.
So our friend Nemirovsky is back. He's a very special friend, and speaking of specials, the group in New York is speaking of revelations. It's really open revelations, miracles. I had the great privilege of spending 2 weeks with them. Just like Senka spoke about Moscow, just imagine I'm speaking like this about New York. Let's pass in the mic.
Hi, friends. We're gathered here in the center, the remnants of the New York.
במרכז שאריות קבוצת ניו יורק
are in the desert physically with you and
רוב החברים פיזית איתכם במדבר.
We miss them a lot, but we're also very excited because we know that when they come back here, then with them each one of you.
אנחנו מתרגשים כי כשהם יחזרו, הם יחזירו איתם כל אחד ואחד מכם.
We're gathered here with friends from Washington, New Jersey, from Boston, and Long Island.
Washington, Boston, New Jersey, Long Island.
During this whole time, it's together, it's unbelievable. Desert is this place where we discover ourselves. The fact that through our efforts we keep pushing and realizing things that we did not think possible.
להמשיך במאמצים ולגלות דברים שלא היו אפשריים, שלא אפשר לגלות אותם לפני זה.
Effort by being together and by internal strength.
במאמץ להיות יחד.
New reality.
בכוח הפנימי, לחיים לגילוי המציאות החדשה, חברים.
I don't really know what else to say.
אני לא יודע מה עוד להגיד.
To thank the Creator.
אני רוצה להודות לבורא.
Not forget to thank the Creator for everything that's happened to us.
להודות לו על כל מה שקרה עד כה.
My brother Jim from Washington.
אני מעביר לאח שלי ג'ים מוושינגטון.
Hello, world, please. There's so much to say and I don't have the words to say it.
יש כל כך הרבה להגיד ואין לי מילים להגיד את זה.
Incredible. I have a whole new appreciation for my friends.
יש לי הערכה חדשה לחלוטין לחברים שלי.
Jersey, and with all of you, even behind the screens, just seeing you.
להיות איתכם. אפילו רק לראות אתכם במסכים זה מביא כל כך הרבה התרשמות, התפעלות. לא מהסיפורים שלכם. לא זה שטסתם אלפי מיילים רק כדי...
Well, we're with you in that respect. The DC group, we just coming here. It was only a 6-hour trip.
אנחנו מקבוצת וושינגטון בסיבוב הקדימה של 6 שעות.
I work and I got locked into my office. The lock decided to break like hours before I was supposed to leave. At first I couldn't get out of my office to drive the group here. And then I could get into my office to get the keys.
אומר, ננעלתי, המשרד שלי ננעל, לא יכלתי, הייתי צריך לצאת, לא יכלתי להיכנס פנים כדי לקחת את המפתחות.
We had all our little obstacles to overcome. But one of the things that I learned was that obstacles are necessary.
דבר אחד שהבנתי באופן ברור, שההפרעות זה דבר הכרחי בהתקדמות.
Really sweet to be with you. You're so awesome that I have a whole new appreciation. love every one.
יש לי התרשמות עצומה מכם. אני אוהב כל אחד ואחד מכם.
Friends, trembling, facing this holy status that is led by the greatest of the generation, the holy Rav Michael Lightman. Friends, I'm 3 years in this boiling bubble of Bnei Baruch, and in these 3 days of the flame in the desert, I got burned, vaporized, I don't exist. I've learned something wonderful from you, that I'm a rag, that I'm a servant. I learned to love beyond the hatred. Friends, you are all great. I was given a huge privilege to be a part of you. I'm willing to be your servant until the end of correction. Thank you.
Present a friend, we're in the circle, everything is running around, we're asking ourselves who can speak, and we, inside the circle, we felt we're missing someone from abroad. Well, he already spoke, but friends whispered in our backs that he should talk. We want the person who started the Congress will also say something about the spiritual conclusion. Where is Roman Pavlov from Moscow? Probably he's in the kitchen concluding the Congress, but we're asking a friend from overseas to open his heart and speak to us.
Owen.
Thank you. Burst of tears.
פרץ הדמעות.
No, I understand what's that has come out.
I understand why the tears were shed.
Yes.
It's really from happiness, not just physically, that of course that is,
we are talking about the preparation is past and now the new stages come out.
אנחנו מדברים על ההכנה ועל עכשיו המצבים החדשים מתחילים לצאת.
How?
איך?
How can we reach that?
איך אפשר להגיע לו?
Where is the creator?
איפה הבורא?
We all want it.
כולנו רוצים בו.
Humanity want it for the whole civilization. They have a language. They want it. Where is the creator? God, I need you. Where are you?
כל האנושות, כולם צועקים בתוכם. בורא, איפה אתה? אני צריך אותך.
And ended all the suffering, wars.
וכל הסבל והמלחמות.
They want peace. They ended the war.
רוצים שלום. הם
ended at war.
להפסיק את המלחמות.
They want happiness. Ended at suffering.
להביא אושר ולסיים את הסבל.
The Kabbalah said there's nine beside him.
והקבלה אומרת שאין עוד מלבדו.
How?
איך?
Oh man, how a man can that's this paradox.
מסוגל בכלל לפתור את הפרדוקס הזה.
Where is God?
איפה הבורא?
I don't know.
אין לי מושג.
But
אבל
I'm here because I taste something in the previous congress.
אני כאן כי טעמתי משהו בכנס הקודם.
Still cannot tell. Okay, what's that?
עדיין לא יכול להגיד מה זה בדיוק.
But this time also, yesterday's deer don't taste so much.
Especially
last night, Yeshiva
Harim, which for
so long time never had been something like that. But everybody joins efforts.
Yeah,
we nullify ourselves
with
the full exertion. And today, and yet we feel, I don't know.
אני מרגיש, אני לא יודע. לא יודע, אבל.
This feeling is already to me.
הרגשה הזאת בשבילי, ונראה לי בשביל כולנו כאן.
To the whole world clear.
לכל הכלי העולמי.
That's something really special.
זה משהו מאוד מיוחד.
I don't know. Maybe Rav can give us that.
אני לא יודע.
Create a first degree.
אולי רב יוכל להסביר על הדרגה הראשונה הזאת של השגת הבורא.
How will we achieve this?
איך אנחנו משיגים את זה?
Am I here? Let's go.
יש לי עליי את הצעיף הזה.
I feel so much love from a what Kree woman.
אני מרגיש כל כך הרבה אהבה מנשות הכלי העולמי.
I just feel it. Okay, it's like a creator send the love through our women within this scarf.
זה הבורא שולח את האהבה שלו, ככה אני מרגיש, דרך הנשים שלנו באמצעות הצעיפים האלה.
Whisper to us.
שאין לו חשות לנו.
We love you.
אנחנו אוהבות אתכם.
The Creator loves you.
הבורא אוהב אתכם.
Do what you can do.
תעשו מה שאתם יכולים לעשות.
Deliver our ladies, our dear women need it.
כדי לתת לנשים שלנו את מה שהן צריכות.
And we really achieve it.
ואנחנו נשיג את זה.
Love you, brothers. Let's keep working.
אני אוהב אתכם, אחים. בואו נמשיך לעבוד.
And make the flame.
ונבעיר את השלהבת.
Reach the whole universe.
נגרום לה להגיע לכל היקום.
Thank you.
Beginning of the Congress, I was surprised that we didn't have such a question. What do I want to achieve from this Congress? And then I retraced all my steps and I found some more interesting things there. I remember from the lesson two simple actions. Try to go where the friends are connecting and be integrated in there, and feel this hand that is gently pushing you from behind. When I didn't have too much to desire, I just followed Rab's advice. First, I went to a circle where everyone was singing. There I saw the first gift I saw, Misha Paroz. I never thought I could be impressed with something so much. Then I shared my impressions with a friend and I said that these are the notes I took, and he said, what do you want? That our work is very much like preparing a steak on the flame. You're not the flame and you're not the steak. Your mission is simple. Just to turn it in the right time. You can't increase the flame. It would not burn. You can't go sideways because no one will be there to turn to flip the steak over. Your work is for 2 hours is to very seriously flip it with utmost seriousness towards the meal. Because in the meal there will be mustard and vegetable, but if you are not there to flip the steak on time, there will be no meal. Eventually, you're not even going to eat it. Our greatest work was last night. I really wanted us to sit together and study the book of Zohar in depth. I love to jump in circles, but I don't do it too much because I have problems in my legs. Twice I came out and a friend came to me, there's a gathering of friends, maybe you don't know, come in. And at some point at 11, I made a decision to stay. At that moment I got a cup of coffee, and then I decided when Kozlov is leaving, I'm going to leave right after him. And he's sitting and he's not moving. And I think he was looking at me to see when will I be leaving. It's simple, stupid work, no-brainer work, but in it I was able to see that I'm able to refine diamonds in it. I saw the French group, the friends from the UK group. Miracles began in the morning. I was thinking, what will be new here? I don't dance, I don't sing. We had 5 hours of efforts yesterday. What for? And then at the moment this question rose in me, I asked a friend to read something for me. So he read a piece from Shamati that I read 1,000 times before. I understood that if I would not have stayed for 5 hours last night, I would never have had that question in me. This necessity proved to me that this simple single light is always waiting for our work. There's no doubt that the last workshop was a miracle. Our common desire made it so. And then I understood that Rav never asked us before the convention what do you want to get out of this convention. And I remembered very vividly this sentence that this convention is not for you. You're just arriving and you're there. And I understood that this is a question of reward out of my ego. And I admit, I'm grateful that I never had this question. And it was the first time in my life that just to fulfill Rab's advice and to be where the group is. And this is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. All the rest, what I can add, even this question of what do I want to get from the Congress, is not the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's my will to enjoy, my desire to enjoy using the wisdom of Kabbalah. And life split into two. The life in which I continue to live and eat, and the other life where I don't understand anything, where the group is. And I wanted to say it yesterday very much when Rav told us dozens of times, write again, rewrite the articles of Rabash. Why are we not doing this? What can you write if it didn't go through the heart? I can only change some words around and see if the sentence that came out is pretty or not. And now I understand that every one of us is ready to rewrite the articles of Rabash, to explain to humanity what is group, what is working group to find the Creator. Friends, you remember that yesterday Liorgu got up in the middle of the circle during the African dance and he said, we're squeezing that lemon all the way through. Then we would like to squeeze that lemon all the way and reach a spiritual conclusion in practice. And we have a letter that we would like to read with Rav, a special letter that speaks about our state, the happy despair, that phase that we have to penetrate and open more and more. Letter 17 of Baal Sulam.
There is no happier moment in a person's life than at a time when he finds himself despaired from his own strength, meaning that he already exerted and did all that he could, and there is no remedy. Because then he is worthy of a complete prayer for his help, for he knows undoubtedly that his own work will not give him any benefit. And as long as he feels any power to work on his own, his prayer is incomplete. because the evil inclination precedes himself and says that first he has to do what he can, and then he will be worthy of the Creator. About that, he says, the Creator is great and the lower one shall see. Because after a person exerts himself in all kinds of works and becomes disappointed, he comes to the true lowliness, where he knows that he is the lowly of all people, because there is nothing beneficial in his own. And this is the meaning of the verse that says, and the children of Israel shall sigh from the work, and their cry shall rise up to the Creator, because they came to a desperate state, which refers to the work. It's like a person who is trying to put water into a pierced cup, and as much as he pours water, he can't satiate himself. And this is what happened with the children of Israel. The structure they built would implode into the ground. And one who did not merit the work of the Creator, and one who did not exert himself in the purity of the soul in the day before, will be practically burnt completely in the day after. And every day you have to start anew, as if you haven't done anything before. And so the children of Israel sighed from the work, because they saw evidently that they are not qualified whatsoever for anything to come out of their work, and therefore their cry and sigh was complete as worthy. And then their outcry rose, because the Creator only awaits the complete prayer. It turns out from the above that there is nothing greater, smaller, that can be obtained other than but by the power of prayer. And the labor and the work that we are obligated to is only to discover the insignificance of our own powers and lowliness, that we are not worthy of anything with our own strength, because that makes us qualified to pour a complete prayer before the Creator. And one should not complain about this, saying, I will decide in advance that I am not worthy of anything. Why do I need all the labor and exertion? There is a law in nature that there is none as wise as the experienced. And before a person practically tries to do anything in his own strength, he will not be qualified by any means to come to the true lowliness in the true measure. And therefore, we are committed to exert in purity and holiness, as it is written, whatever your hand allows you to do, you shall do. And understand that, because it is truth and deep. And I haven't showed you that truth, but in order for you to stop falling into despair, and even though you can't see anything, even though the time that the full extent of the labor is finished, that is the time of the prayer. Until then, trust the sages who said, I have not labored and found, do not believe. And when the true measure will be complete of the prayer, then the Creator will answer completely, as our sages said, I've labored and I found, believe. Because before that, you are not worthy of a prayer, and the Creator listens to the prayer.
We've gone in this convention through tremendous stages that I never expected them. I didn't know where I got the idea with the women's convention. What do you mean? I didn't understand. I understood, but I did not expect it to come. And once it was concluded, I really felt that something very special is going to happen here. Because a huge lack was added. It was properly arranged. And what we were, what we merited to go through all those discernments, and we are on the cusp that any moment the barrier could be broken. And the Creator makes these calculations, the upper light that stands facing our vessels, and when it's happening according to the law of the light and the vessel, it happens. But we started now to understand truly what is spirituality. Spiritual discernment, concessions, nullification, how to make room for the other, how to not occupy space, how to enter and lose oneself in the society. Each one within each one, the letters of the work were born, the sensation of it. And of course, we're still missing some effort, but we already know in which direction they should be aimed at, and we will exert at every moment. We should expect the arrival of the Mashiach, this upper light that will draw us from our current state to the desired state, to be independent of our nature and begin in truth to connect, to be in Alvut, to be connected, to be worthy of the correction of the world, to be as the adapters, the transmitters of the upper godly force to all the nations. This is the first spiritual convention. All the other conventions were a form of preparation for it. And it is truly the preparation to the spiritual entry, and it is already, we're already halfway there. Baal Sulam writes a matter of giving from above and receiving from below. We're already in this upper part, the giving from above. What is required from us is a little more effort. It has to happen any moment. We should not grow weak, but constantly be in this effort, concessions, nullifications, self-nullification, and desire that only the force of bestowal will dwell among us. There's nothing more than that. Only to make room for the force of bestowal. And try to approach it. You are great. You've performed huge actions. You managed to go through very difficult states, very advanced states, almost instantly through over the period of 2 days, all at once. In truth, we have to be grateful to the Creator. He did it for us. and he deserves all the l'chaim. He deserves a big l'chaim. I have nothing more to add. From now on, I'm certain that we are worthy and capable and truly destined for the correction of humanity and of all of reality. Because as a single loyal slave in the hands of the Creator.
From the writings of Baal HaSulam, letter 8. There is a tremendous goal for all the occurrences of this world, and that's called the drop of unity. Those who dwell in the dwelling places of matter, as they go through all the threats and the decisiveness in one's pride that is, in his pride that is departed from them, then a certain opening cracked open in their very blocked heart by nature of creation itself, and then they become worthy for the dwelling of that drop of unity in their hearts, and they become like a matter of imprint. And they evidently see that it is the opposite, that precisely through those horrible threats they come to the complete departure of the foreign pride, and there and only there the Creator himself is in adhesion, and there he can dwell the drop of unity upon them.
We began by discovering the place for that drop of unity, and it is certain that it will open for us. We received a tremendous gift. The upper light operated on us. By this we felt that we are unified. The upper light operated, and we felt that we can detach from my ego somehow, that it is possible, maybe. But already it operates on us in a very condensed manner, as if on a single body. We've never had such a thing before. We've managed in this convention to connect and stand facing the Creator as a single body. L'chaim.
Yeah. שיפתח עליי שיפתח את העולם הזה אשכח שהאלוהים דיבר מסע בכוח לברר דרך שיפתח עליי עכשיו שיפתח עליי שיפתח את העולם הזה אשכח
We commit not to stop our attitude towards unity and Arvut until we burst forth out of everyone's ego and unite our sparks together. In this work, we never part from each other, and we commit to each other, to the group, to all our friends around the world, our women's group, that we continue on this path incessantly. Thank everyone who organized this convention, all the people that came here and prepared it, our special cook, Alec, and Yariv Khutinsky, that organized all the, you know, logistical arrangements and the sound and broadcast that worked 24 hours, Amit Shalev, Shimon Carmon, drove here weeks ago. And really, many, many people, those who came from abroad and those who helped and participated. In short, everyone. Really, thank you.
Let's not forget that now is our trial time, that the physical stop, the corporeal distance, will not separate between us. This is where we may add that last bit of effort to be completed. Let's not forget about this. L'chaim.